He's old school, used to be a drunk dude. Businessman, nah, everybody love that dude. BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com. Go ahead, I dare you log on, yep. He's old school, yep. Used to be a drunk dude. Businessman, now everybody love that dude. BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com. Go ahead, I dare you log on. BobbyBuck.com. Go ahead, log on. Log on. BobbyBuck.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Bobby Buck Show. I'll be your guest host tonight, and my name is Robert Hubbard. And the topic for tonight is youth. And I would like to have my guest introduce himself. And I'll start to my left with Mrs. Hamilton.
Well, my name is Carolyn Hamilton Clark, but I'm known as Bubbles. And I represent SWAG, Sisters Working Against Gang Violence.
Oh, good evening, everyone. I'm Flora Castellon / Garrett. Everyone calls me LS, and I'm also part of SWAG.
Oh, my name D'Anthony King.
My name is Jaime Rarebreed Gregory, with Southern California Ceasefire Executive Board Member and also a gospel rapper.
Okay, okay. And I'd like to thank you to the show. Once again, my name is Robert Hubbard. I'm a community activist. I'm a United States vet, along also with, I'm a small business owner. And once again, thank you to the Bobby Buck Show. So, Mrs. Hamilton, how long have you been working with your organization?
Well, I just started my organization. I guess about six months now. But formerly, I participated with Second Call and another organization called Girls and Gangs. And that was their vision. I had my own vision, and I broke away, and that's when I began working on my own organization.
So you've been in this field for a minute then?
A very long time, but I was off and on, like, straddling the fence, still in the street, still inside trying to do the work, so.
So you was caught in between.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are the main challenges that you face with trying to get help for the youth?
The main challenge I face is money, because what I do for my own pocket. It's not given to me. I don't have any grants. I don't have anything. But for me, it's a passion. So the money doesn't matter. It's going to come or it's not going to come. But regardless, I'm going to do what I have to do to save a life.
Okay, and so you figure you're giving back to the community.
Pretty much giving back what I took out of it.
Man.
Nothing wrong with that. We're all doing that. So how do you feel about the youth that you've helped?
I have success stories. One of them is sitting right next to me. Sometimes it makes me tear up, because these were the same kids that were walking down the street that seen me sitting on the bus stop, getting drunk, getting high, and selling drugs. And they were definitely a product of the environment. But I went back and I dug in the bottom of the barrel to the ones that were out there fighting and doing similar things that I was doing and smoking sherm. And yeah, I'm telling your business. She came on the show.
So in other words, you took the ones that reminded you of yourself.
Of myself, except I was a lot worse. But what I said, when I said that to say, this is the end result. She went to a class called Emerging Leaders. And from there, we were still on shaky grounds. We were still in and out of trouble. But by the grace of God, She's now studying to be a paralegal.
Okay.
And she's working in the law field, so that's a long way from hanging out in the hood.
Man.
Okay, now.
So I'll let her tell her story.
Okay.
What you guys want to know?
So how do you feel about Mrs. Hamilton, the lady that helped you?
Man, Mama Bubbles. I'm so proud of her. I've seen her at the lowest of the lowest. And to see her blossom into this beautiful woman that she is makes me want to continue on the path that I'm on. I wouldn't be on this path if I didn't have big homegirls like her. Big homegirls to get on my head when I'm out here messing up, you know, or when I'm getting sidetracked with the BS. So I'm thankful for her.
So you, in other words, you need somebody to step in your face and really get at you.
Something like that. Because I, me, like right now, even though I'm doing so good, I still struggle with going back to the BS. So having her still guide me and, you know, be that role model, I'm staying on the right path. Because without people like her in my life, I'm going to just keep going left.
Yes, yes, yes. So. That's very true. That's very, very true. And I know about the struggle of staying focused.
Mm-hmm.
So, DeAndre, what's up with you?
DeAnthony,
excuse me.
Nothing.
How you like it being on the Bobby Buck Show?
Good.
How you doing in school?
Good.
You doing good in school?
Uh-huh.
You listen to your mom and your dad?
Yeah.
Okay, always respect your elders, man.
Okay.
You go a long way in life and you learn something.
Oh, I will.
Yes. Yes. Jaime, what's up, man?
Oh, man, just blessed through it all. You know, it's a struggle. A lot of stuff been going on lately, just trying to keep the faith and stay focused. And, you know, got a lot of people in my corner that's keeping me focused. Like she said, you need a support system. Mm-hmm. Without that support system, you fall hard. You know, I've been tempted lately, you know, with the loss of my brother getting killed last week. And focus is necessary right now. And so, you know, a lot of people coming through, stepping up, and telling me the impact I had on their life. And that's helping me stay a lot focused. So, you know, I just appreciate everybody praying for me and reaching out to me.
Yes, always. That's like, I love this Bobby Buck Show. Helps me stay focused.
Right.
And I got set up to be the host tonight, you know. But I love it. It gives me a chance to get away, to look at my own self. And, you know, we need more people out there to work for the youth and with the youth, because that is our future. Mm-hmm. You know, because right now we're in a state where we're the only country that teaches racism, prejudice, and you know, all that, and teach it to their youth. And she don't understand. You must teach your youth to be better and to do better. And be a leader by example, not do as I say and do something else. If you say do one thing, then stay positive and do that thing. Because I'm pretty sure all of us here right now understands the struggle.
Yeah, for me, it's definitely stepping outside the box, because I like to be in the cut. I don't like to be out on the forefront. I don't like talking in front of people, you know, let alone rapping and everything. So it's definitely God taking you out your comfort zone, putting you in a place to be utilized, you know, and move in the spirit, basically. So, you know, we all getting put out our comfort zone just from so many things that I've done, because I done worked and seen a lot of y'all on the front line, you know, so it's a blessing to always go another step further and do something else, you know?
Yes, yes, very much. Leading by example.
Just tell the caller to go live.
Okay, caller, go live. Hello, caller, go live.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Kia.
How you doing, Kia?
I'm fine.
Yes.
So you want to speak to somebody?
Yes, Carolyn. Bubbles?
Oh, yes, she's here.
Oh, yes, right here, Bubbles. You got a call.
I'm right here, Kia. This is Kia. Kia's calling from upstate New York.
Oh,
yes, that's live. That's real nice.
East side.
And what I do is I don't just work inside of California. I cross state lines. So the kids that I reach out to, a lot of them have, like Kia, have went back to school. They're working, and it's only by, well, I'm a rough rider. How I was in the street is how I am with the kids, and it's like some of them think it's, they think it's funny for an old person like me to still come hard like I do.
I think it's funny.
But you get your point across, though.
I get my point across. They listen. I'm not their mother or their friend. I'm their big homegirl, and I've been through what they're going through. So Kia is going to tell you a little bit about herself and what she's been doing. What have you been doing, Kia?
Well, I've actually completed college. I'm currently working now. And I'm about to go back to school to be a chocolatier.
You're going to be a what?
Chocolatier.
A what? Excuse me?
A master in the chocolates.
Oh. A chocolatier.
Oh, okay. Okay, something new. Nice, something new in this.
Whatever works for him. At least she ain't on the corner in the hood.
You say a master in chocolates. I like that.
We need some of everybody,
right? Yeah. That part right there.
Yes, yes, yes. So, Kia, what do you think about Mrs. Hamilton?
It's Mrs. Clark.
Miss Clark.
It's Hamilton Clark.
Hamilton Clark.
I'm glad my husband not calling in tonight.
Oh, if he was, I would have to apologize to him. It's me, brother, my bad.
And it's me, I wrote it down wrong. I take the blame.
Hello? Oh. Okay, then. Well.
Okay.
Dropped call.
Okay. Caller, yeah. Go live. Caller, you on the air. Hello?
Hello, caller? I guess they might be on mute.
Might drop the call. Well, back to the conversation.
Okay. I was going to say, so what you got going on, like, in the near future? You got any plans or setting up anything?
Well, since Jaime Rare Breed is in the house.
Uh-oh, what she said.
My plans were, my focus on kids are the ones whose parents are single mothers, parents that are on drugs, parents that have died to the streets, and kids of gangbanging parents. So my thing is, well, Jaime knows, as a rapper, they rap for like adults, and we hear, you know, our version, how life is for us.
Right.
But my vision is to watch kids such as D'Anthony hear his story, listen to, because kids do what they see. Not only do they do what they see, but they feel a certain way about what they see. They have feelings too about what's going on in their world.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to like sit down and chop it up with like about 6 or 7 kids that are going through something, because I know a lot of parents that are going through something. I know that my little cousin struggled for a long while trying to raise her 2 kids alone. But by the grace of God, you know, he opened doors for her, and now she's married. But for so long, it was a struggle. And I just wanted to listen to the kids tell how they feel. And then I had asked Timmy about getting with the kids, listening to them, and maybe helping them write down a verse and then putting them on the track. Mm. So, therefore, when kids hear another kid, that might get them to open up and start telling how they feel, because so many kids get caught up because they keep so much pushed down on the inside. So what we have to do is try to open it up, and you never know, by saving the life of one child, we could be saving hundreds of lives, because you never know what that one kid is capable of doing. You know, like the little Columbine murders and the shooting up the school. one child could cause a lot of damage. So if we can reach that one terrible kid, and that's why I go in and I dig for the worst of the worst. But by the grace of God, the ones I've worked with, they're pretty cool. I got some rough rider, hard neck, hard heads, but the only thing about me is I don't give up.
Okay.
So that's my vision. That's what I plan on doing in the future. I mean, that's a real vision. I not only got at Jaime, but CPO, Boss Hogg, he's a family member of another relative, and he heard the vision, and he's willing to step up to the plate as well and help. So I'm looking forward to that. So it's just about finding the right kids, and I just have to pray that God place the kids that he wants me to have, not the ones that I handpicked. But, you know, that's what I want.
Okay. Okay. Ms. Clark, you have a caller on the line.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this young boy stepping in from North Carolina.
Okay. That's another one of mine.
How you doing then, young boss?
Yes, sir.
He claiming it, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Young boss. I'm listening to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got some questions. I'm more than welcome to answer. You know what I'm saying? I'm 26 years old. I've been doing this gang life for a minute. But it's not the lifestyle I would want to live, but it's the lifestyle that I live. But I have little people that look up to me, and I'm trying to make a way for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, very much understand.
So what are you doing?
The better question would be, what am I not doing? you know, I'm in school, I work, you know what I'm saying? I have my own clothing line, which I established on my own. I financed on my own. You know, I do my Stop the Violence on the East Coast. Y'all are on the West Coast. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do what I do.
Okay. So, how do you feel about Mrs. Clark?
I feel about Mama B, Miss Bubbles. you know, I feel like she's a great influence within, not just within our community, but as a community as a whole. You know, we met via Facebook, but she's been places that I haven't been and places I may not want to be. You know, she's lived that lifestyle that, you know, there's a lot just to live this here lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? But she's making a way for the people under her to not have to go through the hoops and the sorrow, the pain that she went through. She's trying to stop the violence within the community, and I respect her for that. Because if I would have had that when I was coming up, then I probably wouldn't have had all the charges that I have. You know what I'm saying? She's making a positive change, rather a negative influence. Whereas you listen to the radio, you hear Young Thug and Keith and Lil Wayne. They're talking about carrying a pistol or selling drugs, and that's what the little people listen to.
But with Mom V,
she lets us know, like, that's not your only way out. Go get a job. You know, say get a legitimate hustle. Go make legitimate money. Because there's two ways out of that drug world. You're either going to be in a casket or you're going to be behind that wall. And she tries to keep us out of that. And I respect her for that.
Yes, that's very much true about how they use our own people to enslave us with the rap music today. They use our own against us.
And yeah, there's a difference between rap and hip-hop. I'm 26, but I love hip-hop. I don't like rap. I'll get in the car and plug in some old-school music before I listen to the radio, because that's poisonous. Yes. I don't want to hear the thing the youth needs to understand. I understand y'all out of all these people because they have all these nice cars, which they're probably renting or leasing. They have all these nice things, but the reality of it is they're not really living that lifestyle. They haven't been through what Mama B and other people have been through, you know what I'm saying, to be where they are. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, I very much understand what you're saying.
Yeah, and like with you being there, like with communicating with different youth, do you have like your own support group of people there or of youth that you network with?
Really, no, I'm really pretty much on my own. Mm-hmm. You know, I tried the whole teamwork thing, but a lot of people, they don't listen. What they want to listen to is lies. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink it.
Right.
And then
you know what I'm saying?
You got to understand also with that, you can't give up because a lot of people have not experienced or understand. You know, they hear them rap songs, but some of them don't really understand some of the words that a person has feel. That's like a person like Boosie say, you don't know my struggle.
Exactly.
So, and a lot of people here don't know that it's a lot of us out there struggling to stay focused, exactly. To stay on the right path. Not to be on the corner, not to be hanging out. And,
exactly.
You know.
I put in my lyrics, you know, you can't knock my hustle if you never understood my struggle.
And that's
you know what
true.
I'm saying? Like, that's the truth. Like, a lot of people would look into the music and say, oh, well, Lil Wayne, he's talking about this, that, and the third, but he hasn't really lived that. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't fed a silver spoon. When I was eating my Oohs and Noohs, I had a plastic spoon. You get what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to show the youth. Like, appreciate what you have and then take that and multiply that.
Well,
don't let your struggle be the reason that you're out here on the block, you know, moving what you move, and then you're still really not making any money. Like, go get you a job. There's a job for you to work. Go get you a legit hustle to where you don't have to keep looking over your shoulder and worrying, oh, well, I'm about to go to jail. You know, like, there's work to be done. If I can do it with 3 warrants, you can do it. You know, I'm not going to give y'all my government saying that I have 3 warrants, but, you know, you get what I'm saying, though.
Okay, I got you.
That's
I got
very
you.
Understandable.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Just on a point of, you know, staying focused and understanding that there's different minds out there. You're going to agree to disagree with a lot of things from the kids, the youth that you're trying to reach, even the older people mm-hmm. that's still stuck in the streets. And, you know, as a board member, I clash a lot with my board members with gang intervention and gang prevention because we got different ideas.
Right.
I'm more fresh on the street, you know, from being locked up. And so my ideas look old to some people, but sometimes if it didn't work back then, this might be a time for it. So some people get complacent in their work that been out there doing the work. So you gotta take a deep breath sometimes and come back and regroup. You can't get discouraged by working with people because y'all got different minds. So, you know, I just
right.
tell everybody to stay encouraging and stay motivated and keep pushing each other and don't
exactly.
lose patience, basically.
Exactly. Yes, patience is a virtue, and all we have is each other. Everybody wants to blame, quote-unquote, the white man, but at the end of the day, we'll post a status on Facebook, per se, to say, oh, well, the white man did this, and, you know, we'll be mad, but then when a black man within our community kills another black man, then it's, oh, free my
okay. Yes, you're right about that.
You know, yeah.
I mean, you got to understand, we sold each other black in the slave days, you know, before the white started
exactly.
selling us. We sold ourselves to the white man. So, you know, we got to start with self. It's racists out there
yeah.
doing for self
exactly.
and building for self around all this garbage going on. So, you know, we got to build each other and stay encouraged because a lot of the stuff that we started with the gangs and the Black Panther Party movements and all that stuff, that was self-empowerment wow. stuff that just went bad. So, you know, you got to retract, you know, regroup and get back on your mm-hmm. feet and keep pushing.
That's where it comes
exactly.
in with the youth because those of our age and generation, nobody can agree. No matter what, it's like I'm in if nobody can lead, but everybody want to be leaders when you can't all be leaders.
Yeah.
And to me, our youth is desensitized. You know,
yeah.
it's none of us, you know, it's very few of us that's going back to the block trying to tell them, you know, this was good, this what ain't. They felt like they was left for dead from the gate. So when people like me come from the back end, it's like, man, where y'all been? We y'all ain't been showing us nothing, so we ain't trying to hear that now.
It's
so,
too late now.
I mean, that's why the killing.
Yeah,
the killing right now is at a high rate, and it's a lot of youngsters that don't know what to do with that power, and they disrespecting that power, you know, and that authority to just to do to have that power of choice to do what they want. And they out there killing people for nothing, bro. My brother was 50 years old, just got murdered, got gunned down by. You know, we assume to be one of these youngsters on these streets behind something senseless, bro. Left three kids behind. We got youth already out there that's starving for father figures and mother figures, and he was a father figure 1,000%. And now he left, you know, his kids left without a daddy, you know, because something that probably was meaningful that you could have let go, you know, and it's all because these youth is raised wrong.
That's because with the new laws of discipline, because we can give, for example, Adrian Peterson. Look how they did him.
Yeah.
Like a slave. Run, mule. Hold on, wait a minute. Mule, you did something wrong. Now we got to punish you, mule. And a lot of people is not waking up to it. Okay, they give us all the glam and the glory, but they still treat us like slaves. You look at the NFL combine, you look at how they did slaves. The same way they measure the athletes, it's the same way that they measure slaves. Jump high, boy. And they doing it, and people is caught up in the conception of the money, where they is taking all of our knowledge, washing it away, and taking those of us that has the knowledge and willing to press it, they trying to lock us up and put us away. No, we don't want y'all to stop the violence. Why? A lot of people don't even know the Ku Klux Klan spread this every year to the Crips and the Bloods and all blacks.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for killing each other.
The Ku Klux, they sent out a letter that said, you know, we can sit back because y'all doing our job for us.
Yeah, we don't have to do it.
That's why I do what I do, you know what I'm saying, to try to bring the youth together. Just like, you know, say bro just said he lost somebody. My little brother got killed at 17 with two kids on the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, my father wasn't dead, but I'm not going to let that make me a statistic. I'm going to keep on pushing and make sure that the people that's looking up to me have something to look up to. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to come together as a community. I'm not saying just on the basis of, oh, well, I'm African-American or I'm black, however you want to classify it. We have to come together as a community to stop the violence. Because it's not just blacks being killed. It's everybody. Like, right now, people need to Google martial law. That's what's going on right now.
No, this is what's going on, actually. The purge. They did purge, too. And what happened?
Yeah.
The police started killing people. If you paid attention, the same day that dropped, three people got killed that day by the police nationwide. Just recently in New York today, it was somebody killed. Another unarmed man by the police.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know. The ones that's rapping, the Illuminati, Versace, all of this, generations that this is real. This is their movement. This is their movement for us to take out of us.
Exactly.
And
do
so
you
they
understand?
I say Mama B, I say me, whoever does what they do, they may not be affiliated anymore. They look at us as the bad guys. But at the end of the day, I want people to realize that granted, there are some good cops, there are some good police officers, but the cops as a unity, they are their own gang. So when they say you have the right to remain silent, be quiet. When you're with a group of people and you have that one reckless person that wants to show out and wants to curse and whatever, that's going to cause you to get a charge. They're trained in that. So when they tell you you have the right to remain silent, be quiet.
But you
got to
understand, they promote the violence. They have people there for the gatherings. We need you to rally the crowd up so we can move. And half the time, the people that's there at a function hollering about, oh, police, go away, fuck the police, all it is, don't even stay in that community. It's not even a part of that community. They actually been washed and worked. But see, like I say, we got to, like you say, we all know. But where is it going to start? We got to start with ourselves, people of color.
Exactly.
Well, I do want to interject for a minute because I bought D'Anthony here. And D'Anthony, how old are you?
9.
Do you understand anything about what they're talking about?
Not that much, but...
What do you understand? That was a hard question. Okay. What do you think about growing up in the hood? Remember when we used to be at grandma's house and all the chaos that was going on over there and the police down the street? How do you feel about situations like that?
Not that good, because bad things can happen to other people, and bad things can hurt other people.
How does it affect you? Do you think about it? Does it scare you? Is that the way you want to be when you grow up? What are your plans?
My plans to get older is play football.
Okay.
Get an education and go to college.
That's right.
So if somebody comes and asks you to join a gang, what you gonna say?
No, because it's a bad thing to do. You can get killed.
Yeah, you can.
That's very true.
So is there anything you would want to say to a kid your age that's listening?
Well, yeah, I'll tell them, go to college, do what you want to do. Don't be in a gang. Don't do nothing bad. That's what I would want to tell that kid. I would want to also tell him, go to college, get an education, get a job, do something good.
Yeah?
Yes.
Would you like to rap with Jaime on a track?
I'm pretty shy, but yeah.
Believe it or not, I'm shy too. I never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing, but you know, God got plans for us. We don't even know until
yes, we
know.
We
and
do.
Lady Eastlick,
huh?
What's going on with you?
No, I'm just sitting here listening to what everyone is saying, and man, all I can say is, in order to become successful, you gotta know what it's like to struggle. And when you do become successful in whatever field, area, personally, financially, whatever, you're going to appreciate what you went through.
How was your struggle? What did you go through?
Man, a whole lot. Getting caught up in these streets, the BS, you know, falling on my behind, and then having to get up and pushing forward, just not giving up and staying focused.
So 2 years ago, tell them what you were doing, and then tell them what you're doing. 2 years ago, what were you doing? And tell them today what you're doing now.
Oh, my goodness. 2 years ago, I was probably somewhere on Adams tripping. Now, I'm in school. I'm working. I'm part of SWAG, as well as Second Call, and trying to get myself together so I could lead others, because I can't be an example to others if I don't have myself together. I can't look up to someone who doesn't have their stuff together, because I'm going to be looking like, well, you don't have your stuff together. How are you going to tell me to get my stuff together? So in order for me to be a leader to someone, I need to get myself together all the way around.
Right on, right on. It's what everybody had to do, because I had to do the same thing myself. So see, like, that's why I tell people, sometimes you got to go through something. It's when you go through something, not just for you, it's for you to help some other people come in behind you.
Exactly.
You know, that's why I tell people, everything that happened bad is not negative, and everything that happened negative is not bad.
Yeah,
it gives you an
path.
Opportunity to exercise your mind and test your faith.
And experience is the best teacher.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I was a bad alcoholic. I was an 18-year drunk, you know. Mm. And I've been sober 7 years. I've been in L.A. 7 years. So coming to L.A., it did something for me. Mm-hmm. And I remember I would go to different rehabs, and they would try to talk to me about this and that. I said, you read a book. I said, I know exactly what's up and everything. So, you know, so like going through the experience, yeah, and you can really talk to some people. Like people going through what I went through, hey, I can really identify.
Yeah.
You know, you can really touch them on that same level.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what I tell people when they're going through this. Take ownership, because when I first came to Skid Row, I was like, what? Where did my life came to this? But it ended up turning out to be a blessing in disguise.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because for me, I was nervous to come back to L.A. after being gone so long, out of town, you know, doing what we do, and then serving over 12 years in prison. I didn't know how my new me was going to be with the old environment. You know?
Okay.
So you get scared of that. You know, you get nervous. Like, what you going to do around the homies? Where you gonna funnel your energy at, you know? And that's when a brother I grew up with introduced me to the gospel rap scene where you know, God led me to get on the platform and be a voice, you know? So,
yeah,
you know, you never know. You just got to be open to new things and try new things and stop trying to go lean back in that uncomfortable zone that you call a comfort zone.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of people in the hood stuck, you know, because I go to my hood now and ask them, you know, what y'all need? And they like, I'm good. I'm like, you good in the alley? You good right here doing what you do?
Yeah.
But you stuck, you know? And then I talked to a couple other brothers that, you know, sitting up in a dope spot or whatever, and they got that look and they got that conversation like they don't want it no more, but it's like they can't get out.
They scared to walk away. They don't know what to do, what's next. And the hardest thing to walk away from the game is change, because you got to understand, a person that's sold a lot of dope and he's up in the game and he wants to get out, he's scared of failure.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't take and invest it and go to school and learn how to move and make his money move, he's scared. He's stuck.
And for me, I've been poor and broke more than I had money. So, you know, before I had money, I was broke. I knew how to be broke. So every time I started from ground zero, it wasn't nothing for me. You know, I just shake that off and keep pushing, because that's what a hustler do. You know, you keep pushing. So I had to apply my hustle to a more legal avenue, you know what I mean? And not try to do no side, flip the check on the side and none of that, because God don't show that favor, you know what I mean?
It doesn't work.
So.
It doesn't work.
So you know that, like they say, slow money for show money. I can attest to that. You know, I'm making good money, you know, and didn't start making good money in the trade that I'm in now. And, you know, intervention don't pay me nothing.
Right.
That's a passion that I got, and God lead me to do things for my community and show by example that, look, I got a good job, you know, I'm staying focused, you know, I ain't famous with it, I ain't, you know, but I'm free, so I'm famous with that, you know. So a lot of people got to understand, it ain't about putting a big name out there and letting people see. It ain't about what people see.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's just your relationship with God and how your spirit moving, and you ain't tainting your soul with that fleshly world thing that everybody out there doing.
Yeah. I tell you what, boy, I'm enjoying this show, right? I'm glad I did come in myself. I was in there home going like, man, we were talking about that. The show, it's meant for somebody.
It is, and it's hard coming from where, like, and I know Flora could attest, and just hearing what Jaime said, I know he can. People are used to seeing us the way we were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for me, when they see the changed person, or I'm not with this no more, all of a sudden I think I'm better than. But a lot of times they don't know that I'm broker than I was when I was on the corner asking you for a dollar. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta understand, you know.
But it's just, I know what to do with them dollars now. I know how far $1 could take me. I know how to hold on to a dollar. Before, I would hold on to it until I got 25 more cents so I could go get another 2-11. You feel me?
Yeah.
But
sit on Adams.
But it people look at you in a different light. Some of them like you, and some of them really, really despise you because you done came up a notch, and they still... Where you left
your change.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not hanging with you no more.
I don't want to do this.
You know,
no more.
And I could drive through my neighborhood today where, as before, I couldn't drive through without stopping. I couldn't. It's like my car had a mind of its own. It would just automatically go. But today, I went through there today, and we have to sit where we was and wait on her. And I was like, this feels really weird being over here. And I kept looking at D. I'm like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I don't want to be out. And it's really, it's scary when you don't want to be at a particular place. But I know how far down that particular place had took me. And I was born and raised there.
Okay.
But at some point, you have to
step up.
Let it go.
Yeah, because I tell people when I was doing what I was doing, well, you need to grow up, you need to change, you need to change. And like you said, then when you change, they're like, man, you changed.
Yeah, like you better than not. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they don't believe it. Oh, yeah, she'll be back how she used to be.
Yeah, people thought I was just doing what I was doing because I had a PO and I was in a halfway house. Right. And here it is, you know, going on 6 years later, I'm still consistent in what I'm doing. And people look at you like, okay, it's not a game. I'm like, man, I get it. You don't get it. You know, I got snatched out
even
of my...
Even more so being a gospel rapper.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not Jaime.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't like that.
No.
Nah, you know, I wasn't the favorite in the neighborhood since day one, and now it's really different. But I still embrace a place that I loved and I grew up in.
Right.
And I go back to teach them people what I wasn't taught. Tell them something maybe one of the elders never taught me, you know,
or
because...
tell them the truth.
That's the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth all day. While you was out here hanging out with the snitches and all this, and I was doing time because they snitched on me, and you looking at the big homie like he a rider, he's supposed to be in jail with me. But, you know, y'all like, he about to tell on you, so you need to walk away. You know what I mean?
Right,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, you think you got a little something you want to do tonight? You say go with the topic?
Oh, man, you know, so we... You know, yeah. I ain't really. My mind and heart is mourning right now. But you know, we gonna let God work. You know,
okay.
We got a little track. We can do something.
All right, Jenny. We're gonna play that track. All right. Yeah, we're gonna get a little blessing going on in a second.
We gonna steal from the devil one time. I like doing that.
I like that one. Steal from the devil.
We gonna see where it's at.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that lifestyle we was talking about earlier. So it just fit perfect, you know. I like to steal from the devil, you know, and put it back in a spiritual mind state, take it away from that fleshly desire out there, you know. See if I can put something on it. Check it out. I can remember when voice was slurred, vision was blurred, street games had me cataracts, pride and ego got served, pops taught me to be ahead so I lead, I did with a little bit of follow and a whole lot of greed, got the best of me, took the first half of my life, could have taken it all, but a guardian angel took flight, a citizen of his kingdom since mind and body got freedom, the beat I now walk to is from a spiritual drum, held a eulogy for my flesh. Touch palms, search deep within. Close my eyes to confess. Erase the image of Jesus. Let my eternal interpret the studies. Me, myself, and I became fellowship buddies. Preacher man can only do so much. I avoid praising false idols of such and such. Hate I ever strayed to ignorance from the spiritual rush. But love where it has brought me. Through the block, my burning bush. Yeah, that's that lifestyle, y'all. You gotta die to your flesh daily. You come to Christ, you know a lot of people mock me. But I ain't mad at it. I let them see in the end, you know. I tell them where I came from. I'ma do one more for you like this. Check it out. Yeah. Risen from prison, my mind and body suffered as a hoe. Snatched from every love of lust, and I got to know my soul. Found and felt the spirit in the way it moves within, and how it leads the way shows me a new beginning. As long as I'm still living, my second chance is stacked. Start taking what's God given, that strength's anywhere I lack. Like now I stand before you, got a call and I won't ignore you. Share all my pain and sorrows, no need to do as I used to. Know that it was all bad, believe it ain't all good. And follow another path and give your precious life something. Forks in the road kept me wondering how will I choose. Where no holy t-shirts, God's in me, so how could I lose? Battered and bruised, left for dead as I stray. Healed by his holy word, for that I live a new way. Battered and bruised, left for dead, and it made me pray. Healed by his holy word, for that I live a new way. Yeah, that's that lifestyle. Yeah.
All right.
That
all right,
Christ
then.
Lifestyle.
You can turn it.
Man, that was nice.
Okay.
That was nice little flip.
Oh, man. So, Yeah, I was digging that.
Somebody to give you a deal right now. I could listen to that.
Yeah, I got an album called Lay My Burdens Down. You know, I felt, you know, it's a message to the streets to lay your burdens at the foot of the cross and don't walk away with it like it's a dirty shoe on your, you know, dirty tissue on your shoe and drag it. You know, you pray at the cross, you know, you give it to God, and then you next day you stressing about it, you know. So the message I put on my album is leave your burdens at the foot of the cross. Do what you can with it, you know, because faith without works is dead. You know,
right.
Pray, but then put your work in at the same time. A lot of these Christians I bang heads with because they like to, I'm going to pray about it. But sometimes if a dude finna come kill your family and God put a 12 gauge under your mattress to help your family, you need to start shooting.
No.
I'm going to pray. Exactly, because, you know, it's a scripture in the Bible. I ain't verse like that, but, you know, what God told the dude, stop praying, we done praying. Let's get up and do something about it. So, you know, I go hard on masculine side of the word, man. And anybody out there, you know, tucking their tail, you know, whether you're a Christian or a person of the world, you know, get out the way, man. I'm banging peace right now.
Right,
I put my life on the line for peace. Whoever out there trying to push this peace, you know, and we still losing good ones still.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, what we need to do, stop putting people together that's already together and go encourage the people to get with us, you know, that's not with us, to get on, you know, get that swag over here on this peace side. So, you know, I got a passion for that. You know, I don't speak a whole lot, but when I speak, I try to make sense what I say.
Right.
And I'm not out here making 1,000 mixtapes and all that. You know, I want to be heard in a volume where, you know, that makes sense, you know, and not just keep on because you got a voice to keep babbling, you know.
Right. Where it really matters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you on that, man.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Yes? What you got to tell Jaime about his CD?
It was a good CD, and I like it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Who knows? He might
would
be
you listen to it? I got one at home. I'm gonna
give
it
one for him. He can have this one right here.
All right, good.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. Do you do any rapping?
No, my mom do.
His mom does.
Oh, okay. So we might have to see. You might get mom on the show.
She's not a gospel rapper.
And it ain't about gospel. You could just speak positive. Yeah. Like me, I started writing in prison just to be a voice, you know, just to let my stuff out because I can't talk to nobody, you know. And I used to write about stuff, and I didn't want to glorify it, but I spoke on it. And when I got involved with gospel rap, I looked at all this material I had and seen so much God in it, and I kind of laughed because they say God got jokes and it's all on you. I'm like, he been preparing me this whole time, you know. So it was something that, you know, consistency is your reality.
Yeah.
If you're consistent with BS, that's what your life gonna be about.
Right.
I tell you what, you're right. Yes, it's like we winding down a little bit now. Oh, man, we got to get another hour in, huh?
Pretty much.
Yes.
Would you like to come back, D?
Yes, anytime we can.
All right. I mean, you be the co-host.
I love you.
Oh, I won't keep you waiting next time.
All right. Okay, so what we might do, get ready to
let everybody get their shots out.
Yeah.
And once again, like I said, I want to thank you all for coming out to the Bobby Bucks Show.
Thank you for having us.
I want to thank the audience out there for entertaining and being with us.
Right on.
And once again, I'll start from my left with Mrs. Clark. Can you tell them the people?
Well, I had a nice time here. And I just want to thank all the listeners that listened, the callers that called in. And if you want to reach me, the swag number is 323-830-2161.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Bobby Buck, for having us. I enjoyed myself.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for having us here. I'd like to come back again.
All right.
More than welcome.
Yeah.
I appreciate the voice you've given us. You know, God has blessed Skid Row to have this radio station, and it's a voice for us to be out there, you know, get out there and get heard. You know, you can Google Rare Breed 33C, and you can find iTunes, you know, CD Baby, everything. You know, I'm on a lot of the Play, Google Play station, so, you know, check that out.
Yes, and like I said, my name is Robert Hubbard. I'm a small business owner, community activist in the Skid Row area. And once again, thank you for tuning in to the Bobby Bucks Show.
log on, log on, log on, log on to BobbyBuck.com. BobbyBuck.com. Log on, log on, log on. Log on, log on, log on to BobbyBuck.com. 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 BobbyBuck.com.